the Warriors in Minnesota to start a two-game road trip in a close contest against the Timberwolves at the Target Center ends up in a one-point loss. Klay Thompson with three trays on his way to a game-high 30 points to go with six boards, as Stephen Curry had 26 points, six rebounds, and seven assists, but a shot at the end just didn't fall as the T-Wolves take it 103-102 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Well, Steph got a good look at it. It was right there. I was disappointed that there wasn't a foul called with 2.5 seconds left. Brandon Rush got the rebound, and Clay's grabbing him, and I don't know why there wasn't a foul called. There should have been a foul. He's grabbing him with both arms, and clock went down to zero. They eventually put 0.7 on the clock and called it a jump ball, which was kind of a strange sequence. I feel bad for our guys because I thought we fought like crazy and I thought we had a great chance to win. And the last sequence at both ends was tough. Wiggins did not get fouled. We just looked at the replay. Our guys went vertical. So a couple tough calls, but that's the way it goes. And the main thing is I'm really pleased with just our fight and our defensive effort in the fourth quarter. We gave ourselves a great chance to win. It just didn't happen. Yeah. I'm going to rest Steph, Clay, Draymond, and Andre. Yeah. It's 100% health. I've been conferring with the training staff every day on this trip. And I ultimately deferred to Chelsea and Mike Ehr and Drew Yoder. Biggest thing was, you know, what I asked them was what's the best game that we can benefit from those four guys, our high minutes guys, and they said no doubt it's San Antonio, because it, you know, we're going to get in at 3 a.m. Those guys are all playing big minutes, and this will give them 3 days before our home game, and then we'll have a whole week at home next week and a chance to get recharged. So it's my call. And it's the right thing to do in terms of the way the season is playing out and the way the minutes have gone and KD's injury. Just, it's the right thing to do, so we're doing it.
Do you think the knowledge of that maybe allowed not only you to play them 38, 37 minutes tonight? I mean, they looked pretty charged up in that fourth quarter.
Yeah. I knew yesterday what I was going to do. So we didn't mind playing them a few extra minutes tonight. And like I said, I love the energy. I love the fight. We just couldn't quite do it.
You talked about a couple of the calls late. What about Steph overall? It looked like he was going to the rim, kind of crashing a lot tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what was frustrating. I thought Steph got hit several times going to the rim, and that's fine, no call. But for the game to be decided at the other end on a similar play where there's no foul, and we just looked at the replay. That's a clean defensive play, so very, very frustrating, but you got to live with it.
There's some clock confusion at the end of the first half, too. What were they telling you was the situation?
I think a goaltend occurred at like 0.6, so they had to bring us back out.
Okay, and you looked like you had some thoughts on the situation, or did you get?
No, it was nothing.
Okay.
Nothing, yeah.
That fourth quarter was kind of a repeat the last time you guys were here, where you erased that deficit. Did you notice kind of more resolve at all from the Timberwolves in terms of weathering that rally to start the frame?
I don't know. I don't even remember that game, to be honest with you. So I think we outscored them by 12 or something in the fourth quarter. So we really dominated the quarter, and you know, they made a couple free throws and made a stop at the end. So they earned it.